One of the pushbacks from Eastern Kentucky that you often hear is that, you guys complain about our mountaintop removal, but aren't you all guilty of paving over paradise and putting up a parking lot, which we have a penchant for doing? Yet, I don't think we quite self-examine internally here in the Bluegrass about those kind of things as easily as we examine Eastern Kentucky's shortcomings. Do you perceive that?
Yeah, I understand that criticism. And the challenge here is that we all want to support the culture of Eastern Kentucky, the people of Eastern Kentucky, and the way of life. And so we can all, on either side of any question, come to agreement that those are valuable resources that we want to preserve. And in fact, mountaintop removal is more guilty than anything else of undermining and compromising those valuable resources. So there is a long history of abuse. We have been an auto-centric culture for decades now, and the tide is changing slowly. It's difficult to pin down a small regional attitude, but I have to say that that we are being influenced, and we are increasingly open to the influence of change that is happening elsewhere. And so change is well underway in this part of the world.
So in your business and also as a member of the Green Building Council, you're very much involved in talking to people about these kinds of things. Do you get any sense that Kentucky has the will to seek a new path, to find another way?
Absolutely. It's underway, and it's making its way into the mainstream. Virtually every one of my clients, both residential and commercial, expresses at least a level of interest and a passion for pursuit of this notion. The Living Building Challenge, for which I've been serving as an ambassador for a year now, has grown fivefold. The number of registered and certified projects around the world has quintupled since 2009. That's extraordinary. The renewables industry has, in the last 10 years, blossomed from a $40 billion industry to $200 billion today. That's, again, huge. In fact, the growth in the sustainable realm is outpacing other aspects of the economy. So there's all kinds of reason to be greatly optimistic. We now have several living building projects in the state of Kentucky. And for those who might not know, the Living Building Challenge is a regenerative rating system that really sets the bar higher even than the LEED rating system, such that as a core requirement, projects have to realize net positive energy production. 105% of their consumed energy has to be produced on site, and net positive water consumption, meaning these are buildings and infrastructure that give back. They don't consume. They're net positive, and they're contributors. And that is understood now to be not only possible, but economically viable.